The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful here with a name you know. You can see him at New Japan Strong Mutiny on April 10th. We got Big Damo, a Quizzlemania veteran.
I hear you're pretty good at that. Pretty big champ of Quizzlemania. I was best loser. I don't know if you saw.
Well, listen, we both had to sit around and listen to Ollie Davis be like, "Oh, look at me, mate. I'm just going to bounce around in front of everybody and shave my head." That is
how all English people sound, in fairness.
It is. It's exactly how they sound. But, man, you got a lot of stuff going on as we film this. I know you were in Dallas. You were doing some sirloin beef sons of bitches things, as we say. The big dude slugging it out, Tankman. And now, you know what? Ishii isn't that big in stature, but he qualifies for what we call the sirloin sons of beef or sirloin sons of bitches division, because he carries that energy, does he not?
Honestly, I think with Ishii, it's like you put any challenge in front of him and he's going to do his very best to suplex it. So that's kind of, he kind of qualifies just on that alone.
Yeah. And so, I mean, New Japan Strong in a very good position here. I love what they do there. I think it's great. Like, in my head, I look at it, and I've said this before, it's what I thought that NXT would be, where they've got this great mix of familiar names, international names, legends, and top stars from New Japan will come in here and there, and we see a showcase of styles, and we see a lot of cool different things. How did you end up working with New Japan?
Honestly, like, I think I always saw it as one of those perfect places for me, because with my background with Rev Pro and ICW and all these things, like, and then obviously WWE, whatever else, right? I was always a huge fan of Japanese wrestling, and I got very blessed, very lucky that I was able to wrestle a huge chunk of the lads as they came over to Europe and things like that. And I know I was watching, like, Strong, it kind of came together as like a bit of a super indie, like everybody from almost every corner of the world, every great company is represented there. So, you know, it was hard not to look. And I know so many of the guys in the roster. So literally as the first opportunity I had to get in there, I had to take it. And I was very blessed that I got the opportunity recently to get in there with Impact's John Skyler. And now I'm returning against one of the New Japan legends, Tomohiro Ishii. So for me, it's going to be incredible because I got to wrestle Ishii in 2015. And it helped launch my career it pretty much put me on a different path. And like, I'd love to get that opportunity all over again. I'd love to skin him alive just like I did back then. So it's going to be an interesting experience for me because, listen, Ishii's one of those guys who's been in there with everybody across the world. Yes. He's unbelievable what he does. And he is not afraid by anybody, any size, weight, or whatever else. But at the end of the day, for me, it's another opportunity to prove myself. And there's nothing I love more than proving myself. I'm a bit of an idiot when it comes to what I do in the ring. I put my own body on the line every time I get in there. And I'm more than happy to do it all over again. That's what I'm really excited about in Hollywood. At the Vermont for New Japan Strong. As I say, it's a bit of a super indie. And there's going to be people from all over the world there, and I can't wait to put myself as part of it.
It is. I mean, you got Daniel Garcia of AEW that's working shows like that. You mentioned John Skyler from Impact Wrestling. We see people from Impact all over that show. And just a couple years ago, Impact and New Japan were not on good terms. Like, Davey Boy Smith Jr. told me that he asked to work Impact one time, and they're like, no, Jeff Jarrett screwed us over years ago. So, I mean, like, when you look at the cohesion between these companies now, it's fantastic. We were talking about Rocky Romero off the air, like, the work that he's put in there to make that work. I assume he was the person that reached out to bring you in to New Japan.
Absolutely. You know, I'd met Rocky many years ago with RevPro, and I was telling you off air, you know, he stole the show with a rising Will Ospreay at the time. And I remember thinking I had a really good match that day, and I'm like, oh, okay, thanks for that, Rocky. You know, but no, honestly, it was cool to reconnect with Rocky, and it was great when an opportunity came along. You know, he got in touch with me, and I was delighted with it because, listen, it's an incredible roster. Like, it is stacked to the gills. So for an opportunity to come along, I was delighted. And, you know, then 2 weeks later, here I am again. So it's one of those things, like, you get a bit of luck and you have to grab it with both hands and smash it into oblivion. That's exactly what I'm hoping to do.
So, I mean, the way that the wrestling landscape has changed has been certainly a positive for pro wrestlers, because working in one place doesn't mean you can't work in another. I would assume that as of now, you are still a freelancer, correct?
Right now, I'm a free agent, and I'm loving every part of it. It's given me the freedom to choose my own schedule. You know, I just get out of a long-term relationship. I don't know if you know. And honestly, you know, being able to choose my own schedule has been crazy, because I went 2 years without getting home to Ireland at all. I didn't see my family, my friends, my goddaughters. You know, it was crazy. So I've been able to get back as much as possible, work with the great scene over there, you know, with OTT in Ireland, ICW, Rev Pro, Progress in England, Scotland. You know, so it's been brilliant to try and get in there with, you know, and see the crew, how it is over in Europe again. But more importantly, to see my family. So yeah, being able to choose my own schedule and work around that has been incredible. But, you know, you have to take every opportunity that comes, and that's the joys and almost like the, you know, the anxiety of being a free agent, but that's the best part of it. It's almost the not knowing. Whereas in WWE, you know, for a long time, you literally have an idea of what you're doing for the next X amount of months ahead. So this is like, you know, I'm almost excited all over again every week. And that's literally what it's been. So
so I would talk to a lot of people, like your former Sanity teammate, Alexander Wolf, Axel Tischer, who was like, I got to get the hell out of the country. I got to, like, right after his release, he's like, I got to go. Did you face a lot of those? I mean, Tegan Knox, Nixon Newell, absolutely, had told me that she's been facing visa issues. It's one of the last big hurdles for a lot of international pro wrestlers, is how slow this process is.
Well, honestly, we got very lucky in that we started the process outside of the company, so that there was no way that could be an issue. It was just, the only problem was it was timing. I could have been another 6 months waiting, but I got lucky that it finally came in the October. So I only had to sit for about 5 months or something like that. So I was luckier than a lot of my former colleagues. But yeah, it is, you know, there's a callousness to it. That, you know, literally the day after your 30 or your 90 days, your visa is rescinded. Yeah. But, you know, it's a business at the end of the day, and you have to take it for what it is. But, you know, we were quite intelligent. We tried to get our green card away from the company, and that was the best thing I did, because, you know, eventually I had it and I've got it for the next 10 years. Did it put off some potential suitors right away? Yeah, of course it did, because, you know, weren't able to catch fire. But the beauty is, you know, what's for you won't go by you, old Celtic proverb. And I'm going to do my very best to make sure that whoever did stick with me, whoever did want to use me, is going to get the very best from it.
I can tell you that a lot of promoters, I mean, it's a thorn in their side for a lot of reasons. Like for Buddy Murphy, Buddy Matthews, I knew he had signed somewhere, because you don't get to just hang out in the United States for like 8 months without that. So I was like, he told me he didn't know if he would be in the States in 90 days, and he's been here for like 8 months. He hasn't popped up on a show. So it's like you kind of know that something's happening there. You had mentioned long-term relationships, your family. I solicited reader questions. This is completely anonymous. I don't know who it could possibly be from. It's from a Nikki that asks what it's like to be married to the world's greatest superhero.
Well, she's almost a superhero, first and foremost, but I can't even say that, she'll kill me.
This Nikki has to get her facts straight.
Listen, what it's like to be married to the greatest superhero alive is, it's incredible to say the least, shall we say. Every day is a new challenge. No, it's wonderful. And being able to see what she's done this last 7 years, 10 years, well, 12, 13 years. How long have we been together? 14 years has been incredible. So it's been awesome seeing this last year, and it's been a lot of fun watching. And I know it's only going to get worse from here. So,
such a versatile performer, and like a lot of times, like very rarely do I like to do in character interviews. I loved doing an in character interview after the Ripley turn, because arguing
I think it's
with
cute that you think that's in character. It's not her as a person. I think it's there's something lovely about the fact that you think that was.
I was like, how do you think you were being a good friend there? Like, you weren't being the good friend. She was trying to give you the out, not talk about this on TV.
Listen, I think she's been proved right on Monday. So, you know, if you were watching Monday night, maybe Nikki was right all along.
I know. I was ready to tweet, I apologize to Nikki ASH. I was ready to do it. But fortunately, I haven't had to swallow my pride as of yet. But another person you did a lot of business with was Drake Maverick. It was revealed recently he's back there working on the creative team. How do you feel about that as somebody who's worked with him and probably heard plenty of his pitches?
Listen, Drake Maverick is the new Terry Taylor. He's going to get fired 6 or 7 times and get rehired in multiple different ways. And you know what? Good for him, because he's got a great mind for the business. He was a great performer, but he knows what he's talking about when it comes to outside the ring. And I'm happy for him. Listen, everything you saw on screen with me and Drake Maverick is just as it is off screen. He's a nightmare. He's a thorn in my side. He's a pain in my arse, whatever you want to say. Monkey on my back, whatever. But I'm delighted for him. Listen, he was a lot of fun to work with, to talk to, whatever else. And he'll only be a benefit, because it's somebody getting in there at a reasonable age who can try and, you know, give his opinion on what wrestling could be down the line. Will it be listened to? Let's hope so. You know, if it's not, it's not. But he'll always land on his feet. I think Drake's one of those people who is great for the industry. He's a lovely fella, and I can only wish him the best.
So I want to talk a little bit about some things in WWE, specifically like drafts and shakeups, because I'm always curious to learn when or if you guys hear about it. I talked to Top Dollar of Hit Row, and he said, I found out when a Fox exec walked up to me and said, hey, we're going to get you in with writers. And he goes, is there something that I need to know? And the Fox exec said, quote, kayfabe that, which kind of tickles me that Fox execs know what kayfabe means. But when did you find out, as a part of that first superstar shakeup in 2018, that Sanity was going up?
So we found out, when did we? That is a really good question. So we I think at that point they were kind of filming the call-ups. I remember, like, I think they used maybe the Iconics footage and stuff like that, but they didn't use our footage because all of us just went, oh, is Nikki not coming? Like, we're actually all quite disappointed. They probably got the opposite reaction than they were looking for, so they never used the footage. We found it maybe about a week before they announced it. But I know that, like, for a lot of other people, it's on the day, you know, like you can be very, like, unlucky or whatever else. We know that somebody had seen it in one of our promos or something like that, and they decided, right, we're just going to call them up. So all of our stories just suddenly changed and whatever else. I think I was feuding with Lars or something at the time. And it literally, like, we need to end this very quick. So they did. you know, that was just the way it was. And then we sat, it was funny then, like, it was all, like, all hurried, and then we sat for like 2 months before they realized what they were going to start us with. And then they changed it anyway. So, but you know, that's just the way it is. That's, you know, a live television show and whatever else. Like, there's no way to predict it. We got, like, Shinsuke Nakamura gets bitten by a dog, for real, a bomb dog. It was one of the most bizarre things that I've ever seen. So we were doing the house show circuit, and we were about to debut on television. And it all had to change because, you know, something as random as that happened. And, you know, you just have to roll with it. And sadly, it meant that we started at a loss and whatever else. It was meant to be something very different. The week before, we were meant to debut at the end of SmackDown, the main event. But they ran over time, so we're all standing in Gorilla in our gear. It was the most bizarre. But, like, that's live TV, and you just have to smile and wave and hope it gets right next week, you know what I mean? But then in between those 2 weeks, you know, the thing with Shinsuke happened. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
I forgot about it. I remember the police issued a statement on it and everything.
Yeah, it was real. Like, we all saw it. So, you know, the thing that you never expect to happen, you know, like, but that's the thing. It's a live TV show. Like, that's things are going to change. Things are going to happen. And, you know, we had a great time, great experience and stuff like that. Like, but you know, you don't know what could happen week in, week out. We didn't get off to the best start, sadly. But I got to work with some of the best talents on the planet. I had the time of my life. Got to travel with EY and Axel, who are both amazing talents, great people.
Great guys.
I was able to pick the brain of Eric Young, who's been wrestling for 20 years on television. You know, and like, EY is like one of the best people. I think he's an incredible performer, first and foremost, but as a person, he was unbelievable to work with. And Axel Tischer, like, they never really got to see how good he was at NWA, but I think everybody who follows European wrestling is seeing it right now. He's in incredible shape. He's the top of the tree over there in WXW in Germany. And I know that he's going to break out across the rest of Europe because he's amazing. Like, he's incredible at what he does. But he was unlucky. He never even got a singles match on NXT TV, for example. Yeah. Until he joined Imperium, whatever else. But it was just so crazy. That's the way it works out sometimes. But I think Axel's an incredible talent. He was amazing. So I got to travel with them, and I got to hang out and wrestle against some of the best on the planet. I mean, I was just remarking about this the other day. I ran into Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston, like literally the last couple of people I saw in Dallas. And I was laughing because that's who we were working right before Sanity broke up, and Kofi goes and wins the title. we're literally wrestling on the house show circuit the week before. So I think that's what I'm saying. It's so funny about live TV. Anything can change, anything can happen. And we're literally like, we're kicking Kofi's ass the week before. So, it was great. Like, to see everybody over the Dallas weekend, or like, I ran into Drew McIntyre, and it was like, things hadn't changed. I wrestled Drew an awful lot, pre-WWE and even in WWE, and it was very good to see like how his career's gone and what direction. He's one of the best on the planet, and it was brilliant. He's just quoting Simpsons references at me, so there's still the guy I know in there. So.
And you had mentioned how good Alexander Wolf was. I mean, he had that like a breakout performance at a takeover, and like on our show, we called like that type of performance the Alexander Wolf performance after that. That comes out of nowhere. We hadn't seen that from him in TV, and then he killed it. I know the next superstar shakeup was when the split happened. Eric got drafted to Raw. Wolf joined UK. You went back to NXT. Ahead of time, did they say, hey, we're splitting you guys, or did you all just kind of find that out?
So WrestleMania week, we had a match against Undisputed Era, I believe, on one of the World's Collide events or whatever it was. Yeah. And we didn't know that was going to be our last match. So that was crazy. We found out a couple of days later. I think I'm speaking to Hunter, and he said, listen, we're going to send you to NXT. Wolf's going to go to NXT UK, and EY's going to go to Raw. And like, that was it. It was just one of those things. You just have to...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Smile and wave. I mean, we knew that something was going to have to change one way or the other. But the sad part is we didn't expect it to come kind of out of nowhere. We thought there might be, a couple more ways. But, like the way it had been leading up to that, it was obvious that something was going to change. And for all of us, it was an opportunity to go and, try something new. And we were all singles wrestlers going into this. So it made sense that we'd all go and be singles wrestlers elsewhere. And we had a lot of fun being together. And Sanity was so much fun to be a part of. I can't even begin to explain, but realistically, you take Nikki out of the group right at the start, you're being hamstrung right at the beginning because she was such an important part of the act, and then they want us to be slightly different than we were in NXT, and that's fine. Like, you expect things to change, and then it was just little things here and there, and that's fine. Then we all got to go and do what we did after. I mean, it worked. I thought it worked, especially in Alexander Wolf's favor, because he got to go and finally showcased that he was a great in-ring talent. And like for EY, it didn't work out as good for him, sadly, because, I think he was more involved backstage than he was in-ring. But he ends up going out there back into Impact Wrestling, and now he's killing it all across the globe. Like,
became a world champion there immediately.
Exactly. Well, no wonder, because he is literally a world champion. He should have been a world champion in WWE. But that's just the way it goes sometimes. you know, one person sees your value and one person maybe sees you in a different way, and that's fine. You know, that's just the way it is. But no, when we found out, it was maybe in that couple of days leading up to the draft.
Wow. I always said that Sanity was one of my favorite entrances live. Like, until you see it live, you don't understand how cool it is with the masks and the strobe lights and the way that WWE and the sound is, like, it's pumped in. The helicopters sound like they're flying over top of you. It was such a cool entrance. It was one of my favorites. And it came across on TV, but a lot of the zooms and stuff, like, took the focus. But when you're there live, oh, my God, I loved it. I thought it was nothing.
Well, they cut 30 seconds off the entrance because it was a very long entrance.
Yeah.
So it wasn't quite the same, I think, on SmackDown. So they didn't really get to see the full ins and outs of the entrance. But, like, when we first did an NXT, like, I was actually watching it before Sawyer Fulton got injured. You know, I'm watching them live going, oh, my God, I've got goosebumps. And then suddenly I'm in it and I'm like, oh, what do I do? but it was very cool because, like, you know, Alexander Wolf and Nikki Cross, or Nikki A.S.H. at the time, back then. So they got really lost into the character, and they really brought something to that. And you've got, like, EY, like, babbling, you know, the entire time to the camera. It was very cool to be a part of, very cool to watch. And, like, I remember when they revealed, I think it was 2K18, and they used the Sanity entrance as the reveal. That was one of those really cool experiences for us because, you know, that was the first video was they used our entrance, like the four-person entrance as the video clip, and it was very cool that's what they used because, you know, we love being a part of it and love the atmosphere. Like, you have to get all the time in, right, and all that stuff, but it was very cool. And, like, as you say, like, the effects, even when we did the live version, they would always do really cool stuff with the lighting and stuff like that, like at the house shows and stuff like that. So it was very cool, or the live events as they're called now. when they would do the live events, because they always made such a good effort with the lighting and the music and the smoke effects, whatever else. So, you know, everybody would always be super pumped as we're making our entrance, you know what I mean? So it was one of the cool things, and it was a really cool thing to be a part of, because that's the part of WWE that, you know, you want to experience, is that the production side of things. And we got to really, like, experience it, because, you know, you can't compare to that on the independents, especially, you know, leading up to it. But then you get there and the live performance of WWE, boom, there it is. And it was incredible.
It was special. It was a special entrance. You were also a part of a couple of the WWE video games. I'm always interested in, like, what type of participation that people have or don't have with those. Some people have told me, oh, yeah, I just went and got scanned. Other people were like, oh, well, they asked for input on this. I did motion capture. What was the extent of your involvement with those?
I didn't have to do motion capture, but we had to do, like, all the scans and stuff, and then on the second game, I had to do all these things with lip movements, because I think they use my character as a protagonist or something, or an antagonist, sorry, not a protagonist, who am I talking about? As a protagonist for one of the
fiery baby face.
Antagonist, definitely. Yeah. Antagonist.
Yeah.
trying to use my theatrical terms there. So I had to do all this lip sync stuff. So, like, I had to do, it was hilarious because, like, you have to say different words from the ones that they're actually using because the way it stretches your mouth. So that was really interesting because I'd never done something like that before. And I'm a huge fan of the 2K series for NBA, and, like, I'm a huge FIFA fan. So, like, you know, being able to see, like, how they kind of go in the ins and outs of these things was very cool. So, yeah, that was really interesting. Other than that, it was, like, you would have to get updated shots where they would do full body images and things like that. And then, like, I think I changed my gear and somebody had, like, somebody got very upset about it because they're like, oh, we need to get this in time for the game. And I'm like, I think it was just, it was a set of red gear that I wore, I think only a couple of times, but that's what they ended up using. And they actually changed my hair color to ginger, which was quite funny for the second game, which, don't get me wrong, it's kind of a bit different now. There was an element of ginger in my hair, but I remember I went from black hair to ginger hair over the two games, and obviously I didn't dye it. but, like, it was very funny. But no, that was it. It was, what was really interesting though is the people who get involved with the movesets and stuff like that went way back to my indie stuff, even from 10 years beforehand, and had all these moves that I personally hadn't done, especially not on WWE television. So I was, like, flabbergasted that they had all these things. I was like, oh, my God, all my combinations and things like that, you know, and especially when I hadn't really done that much on television by the first game had started production. So they really went back and used a lot of the stuff for, from I'm like I saw stuff that I hadn't used since 2010 or whatever else. I was like, oh, awesome. That's incredible. Like that is actually like so the attention to detail they go to is incredible. Like fair play to the guys who make the games because they go above and beyond to make that as cool as possible. Like I hadn't done like the coast to coast or anything like that in Dota Blee, but it was in the game and I was like, oh Christ, I'm gonna have to do it now. So
I did it
once and went, oh, that was a terrible idea.
You mentioned the NBA 2K games. I read that you're an Orlando Magic fan.
I am. This is hilarious because, you know, I do live here and everybody would think, oh, he just likes it because of that. No,
well,
I've been a fan since like 93 because so basketball got massive in Ireland. And like to give you an idea, like when I moved out of the city in 98 and we moved to the countryside and I went to a school, like a very small school, whatever else, and we had 3 basketball courts. So it gives you an idea that, you know, basketball was pretty big in certain parts of Ireland. And like it was really big on television. So obviously Shaq gets drafted. He becomes the biggest guy on, you know, so, you know, I'm 8 years old. I'm like, yeah, I need to watch that, you know. And I just stuck with them, you know. They got to the finals against the Rockets and lost in 95. You know, they did great again in 2009. But, you know, it literally is they're one of the most difficult teams to follow.
Sure.
Because they're generally going to have a losing record. They're going to do really well every now and again, and then they're going to go on terrible runs. They're going to lose their best players, draft young, and start all over again. But it has been fun. I got to see them finally for the first time outside after the COVID pandemic. A few weeks ago, I went with a friend of mine.
That's awesome.
And they were brilliant. You know, like fair play to them. Like they do their best. It's a very young team with no standout star. And every time we have somebody who does really well, they get hurt. Like, you know, that happened with Markel Fultz and then Jonathan Isaac. Both of them did their knee within a week of each other. It was crazy. But you know, you never know. Hopefully, we can draft well this year. We might get lucky and get into, you know, the first round. In the top 5, preferably. If we can get the top 2, top 3, it'd be great. But we'll see what happens. But like honestly, like for us, it's been fun being able to watch them. I've got like Mojito Turkoglu jersey upstairs.
I love it.
That I bust out when I go there. People are always like, "Oh, Hedo." I was like, "Yeah, Hedo was the man." You know, getting his triple doubles in one game, and then you know, lucky
2 points
from 11 the next week. So. But no, I'm a big Magic fan, and like. Obviously when they catch a bit of fire, like it's great, like because you can watch every game on TV here or else you can go to the game itself, the Amway. So they've been a lot of fun to follow, like, but yeah, listen, like I'm under no illusion, I'll probably never see them win as long as I live here. So
I thought that mid-90s team aged very well because it was like 20 years ahead of its time. A 6'7" point guard. You had Anderson and Scott, sharpshooters.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, obviously, these days you want your big man to be able to shoot, too. But if he transforms the game like Shaq, I mean, too bad. You got to deal with it.
Who else was like that in the post?
Nobody.
You know, on offense, nobody. Like, yes, later on in his career when he's playing for Miami, he was more of a traditional big man.
Yeah.
But when he broke in, like, he was playing like as a power forward. You know, I know now it's a stretch 4 and stuff, right? But back then, you know, to have that super athletic, you know, like center, they must have been a dream to play with. And a nightmare as well, actually, probably, because imagine trying to play against him. You would have won. Oh, my God. Would have been so much. Because you think of, like, Dikembe Mutombo and stuff like that is you're kind of what you expect from a center, and then you've got Shaquille O'Neal comes in who can move the way he moves. So no, it was very exciting to watch, and I think he helped revolutionize basketball. Whereas now, you know, it's changed again where now your center can shoot from the three. So.
So was it special for you, like in 2017, to work Amway as an Orlando Magic fan? Because by the sounds of it, you worked there before you saw a game there.
No, I definitely seen a game there, okay. But like I went away on up into the rafters to try and take it in because like it was weird. I'd watch them on TV. I used to get up. This is crazy, right? I used to have when they first brought out the league pass, right?
Yeah.
It meant that I could watch from home. I was able to watch every game that I possibly could. I'd be up at 3 in the morning sometimes, whatever, watching Orlando lose. But you know, it was so crazy to actually be there. And I went up and I took some photos. I didn't publish. I kept them for myself. You know what I mean? Because I just really wanted to take it in. It was amazing because like the Amway's this incredible arena. Obviously they've updated it in the last 10 years, and it is beautiful. But like to be there to wrestle, and we opened the show, Takeover. It was incredible. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I've literally watched some of the best and worst of Orlando Magic here. I'm thinking of Nick Anderson missing free throws at the last minute. You know? And you're thinking, like, you know, I finally did see a game there not long beforehand. I went with a bunch of lads, you know, NXT. We went and watched a few games, whatever else. And it was brilliant because, like, you know, getting to see the games there, they do make a really good job in between. Every break there is, something happens. You've got Stuff the Dragon's a nightmare, you know, he's always trying to, like, annoy you as well. So but honestly, it was a great experience, and to wrestle there was just outrageous. And it's funny because, like, the next night, you know, it's WrestleMania, yeah, that's really cool and everything else, and I'm thinking it was pretty badass to wrestle at the Amway Center.
That is, I mean, yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. As we wrap up, a reminder, New Japan Strong Mutiny April 10th in LA. There's a couple of features I'm looking to get your input on, because I'm getting some quotes on. One is Vince McMahon's propensity to physically wrestle people backstage. Kurt Angle's told me he shot takedowns on him. Bobby Lashley said he'll pummel in underhooks. Did you ever see him try to physically wrestle somebody?
Thankfully, no, but I did see one day he played hide and seek with Alexander Wolfe. It was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. Because he can be very affable. He can be very affable. He can be very funny. Like, and I never saw him be physical. But there was one time. Don't get me wrong. This is hilarious. Because, you know, I'm 320 pounds. I think it was 330 pounds at this point. And I shake his hand, and he pulls me in to tell me something. Like, he was like, I can't even remember what he said. But he pulls me in. And I was like, this guy literally just pulled me over. You know what I mean? And I was thinking to myself, if I pulled back, I'd probably pull his arm off. But I was not expecting his strength at the time, whatever. Sadly, I never saw him wrestle anybody. That would have been, hopefully it would have been better than the stunner the other day.
Oh my God, it was so bad. It was so bad. Like, it was.
Was it so good?
I know, that's the thing. Like, part of me hopes that it was Vince ribbing Austin. Like, you're not going to get me with one more. But I don't think he could plan something that terrible. It was so bad.
I think the less said, the better. I think the video speaks for itself.
Yeah, it does. It does. Who won the game?
His biceps still looked amazing, though. So they did. Played him.
Who won the game of hide and seek?
I had to walk away. I thought it was the most bizarre thing I'd ever seen. But
and finally, what kind of interaction did you have with Kevin Dunn, if any, when there? Because he's sort of one of those guys that's, like, heard, not seen.
Yeah, very minimal, actually. I think I only met him maybe once or twice. I think, honestly, there was one time I was making one of the debuts. They didn't like how my eyes were or something like that, you know, because I'd always be, like, trying to do super intense eyes.
Change your eyes.
They wanted to be, like, less intense. And I'm like one of the weirdest things, and I'll say this about all wrestling, is, like, when some of the times when you're actually trying to get lost in a moment, you're trying to really, like, be up for something. I think that's my dehumidifiers telling me it's time. Sorry. it's like, hey, attention. I think one of the weirdest things is when you're actually in a moment, like, you try to, you know, really, you know, showcase that in your face, and to then be told, no, they want your eyes to be neutral. I can't even remember what it was, but I just remember thinking that is maybe the oddest thing I've ever heard. But the listen, you know, they I guess they know what they're talking about to an extent, but I just remember thinking, like, I'm really, like, amped up and trying to show that, but they didn't want to show that, so whatever it was.
Well, Damo's going to show people a lot of stuff. New Japan Strong Mutiny, April 10th. Big Damo, thank you so much. I've wanted to do an interview with you for a while. I'm so glad this opportunity presented itself. Both Quizzlemania legends, you know, this Rocky Romero admires both of our work. I mean, it's just, we have so much in common.
I'm very sure that was the first thing people were saying to you this weekend.
It was. Rocky Romero walked up to me after GCW and he shook my hand and he goes, I wish I could work the way that you worked. And he thanked me. And I was like, you know what, Rocky? I believe in you. I looked down at him because I'm much taller than him. And I said, I believe in you, Rocky. And he said, thank you. He said it in this voice. Thank you, man. That means a lot. And I was like, great. And patted him on his head and I left.
When did you wake up? About 2 or 3 hours later?
Some say I still haven't. Some say I still haven't. New Japan Strong Mutiny. Big Damo, thank you so much.
Very excited to be there. Thank you very much for having me. Very excited to get in there with Tomohiro Ishii. He's one of the best in the world. I'm going to look forward to smashing him just like I did before.
Until next time, guys, we're out. I hope you guys enjoyed this interview with Big Damo. He's quite the threat. But not to your personal data, not to your unsecured Wi-Fi, especially not when you have NordVPN.com/Fightful and that threat protection, block online trackers, malware, and annoying pop-up ads as well. With NordVPN.com/Fightful and get a fantastic deal plus an additional month off when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can avoid geo restrictions, geo blocking, price discrimination, and change your virtual location with just one click. With NordVPN.com/Fightful, the world's fastest VPN. And not only that, it works on all your devices, your tablet, your PC, your desktop, even your router or your television or your phone. When you're traveling, this is key to avoid that dangerous unsecured Wi-Fi that is a hotbed for hackers. NordVPN.com, and they got a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't beat it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.